What do you think about the land? Is it white people often think this is a barren, unfriendly place. What do you think about the land?
I never really thought about the land because I've been here ever since I remember, and I disliked it the way it is.
I mean, the land around here, do you find it barren and inhospitable, or do you like the land? Do you love the land?
I love the land.
And who owns it, do you think? Who did own it before the government started? Mr. Lucky own some and Mr. Ayu own some, or was it all?
No, it's everybody, like the Aboriginal people that own it in the first beginning, because they build up their own campsite and they know where hunting, good hunting place are, and I think that, you know, to me, it's really wrong for the government to say we own the land, because they didn't even know where the campsite and where the hunting, good hunting place are, and they never live up here before us. I think that's really wrong. They say we own it.
When you say the camps, yeah, you own the campsite, and did the people living in the camp actually think they own the land, or were they sharing?
Sharing. Like if nobody lived there for a second year and somebody else lived there, and when somebody else goes on to the other place for sailing or fishing, and there's lots of place where you could dry fish and where you could sailing. There's so many campsites, and I don't think anybody really know from down south.
So that the land was just that Inuit, given to your people,
yeah,
by God, and
mm-hmm,
and they
use it, share it, and nobody fight over any old campsite, and this is my place, or never happened that before.
And what effect did the Greenpeace campaign, what effect has that had on the Inuit way of life, Inuk way of life?
I think so, mostly affect our way of hunting. Like, we have to catch only in any, like, probably they told us not to catch any ducks, and after they had eggs, and we are not allowed to catch a polar bear in the springtime, and we are not allowed to catch any other things in the other seasons, and it was really, and also that the people would have more money, and you know the people won't really think about getting a job, and if the Greenpeace didn't make it affect from those that the skins the people sell to the down south or to the bay and stuff, and a lot of people would, I think, would have lived with just the skins and trade with them to the Hudson Bay or Hunters and Trappers, and without any getting social assistance, or without getting worried about not having a job. That's why it's really, really bad for up here. The Greenpeace, they spoil everything of Inuit culture. And like, the Greenpeace, they can't give anybody job, and just like they're trying to take away their income. And you know, it would be really nice if the Greenpeace could, if they're gonna take off that the fur trade, and if they could send some money up to the north and so the people could have a job. That would be perfect. And but instead of like they're taking away their money and they're not returning anything, that's really bad. And everybody's, it's on social system now because of the whole thing. And probably some of the good hunters wouldn't have to be in the social system if it didn't happen with the Greenpeace.